there's this new internet trend where people post open letters to just, do you know what an open letter is?
No.
Like, dear whoever, thank you for doing this. So,
oh, I know. Okay.
Okay. So, but it's not somebody specific. It's just an open letter to everybody that could possibly, it could pertain to.
Yeah.
So now the, on top of that, the latest internet trend is women posting letters to their partner's ex saying things like, thank you for letting him go. Thank you for freeing him up for loving relationships. That thank you for giving me the chance to show him how a woman should treat him.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. This is crazy to me. I want to know, would you do this? This is insane. Would you do this? If you are currently in a relationship, would you post an open letter where you don't specifically call that one person out?
Just generally.
Just a general Facebook post. Dear, so-and-so's exes, thank you for giving me the chance to love him. Would you really do this? Has it been done to you where you're the ex and your ex's new partner did this? Have you ever seen this? 424-1234.
What's wrong with you chicks? You're all nuts.
Well,
because dudes don't do that kind of stuff.
I know. And see, it's specifically women. And then they post with that a couple selfie.
Oh, I don't know. Women scare me at times. They really do.
It's when doing this, why are you focusing on the one person that doesn't matter in the situation?
Because women like to poke other women. They like to needle them and just try to get under their skin.
That you have to prove. It seems really bizarre to me that you would take that time to just like...
That energy.
Yeah, that energy, that your mindset and your focus on that is the ex and trying to prove how good you are.
Yeah, and trying to, and also you're spending all that time and that energy wasted on that when you're also saying how great you are and how better you are than that person, but you're not spending all your energy and time on that because you're focusing it elsewhere. It's very, very weird to me.
It seems bizarre to me. So would you do this? Have you done this? Are you the ex that this has been done to? You can tweet us at Petch and Amy. You can also call us 424-1234 to be a part of Eagle in the Morning.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have you posted an open letter to your partner's ex?
Oh, no. But I did see someone do that the other day.
Is this a person that you're friends with? Are they the ex or are they the person that posted it?
No, they're the person that posted it. And I was like, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Is it how far are they into the relationship? Is it a new relationship?
I didn't even know that she was in a relationship.
So that's how new it is. So when it tanks in a few months, that it just
but I'm pretty sure it already did.
Oh God!
Like they posted it last week, and then this week they made like some like, when am I ever going to find somebody? Blah 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 blah.
Not when you do that stuff.
Kayla, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Did you when you first got? How long have you been together?
Almost 5 years now.
Okay.
When you first got together, did you go through the period, like, did you stalk their exes on Facebook or check them out?
Honestly, not at all, because I don't even know her name.
See,
that's the best way.
Yeah. For me, if you go digging for things, you're going to find things that you don't want to see.
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't want to know anything about her. Like, it didn't work out for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So
Kayla,
that's the end of it. When I saw this one, this guy actually had kids, so I don't know if he's like, if she was talking about like the baby mom, but like, how is that ever supposed to work out if you're being rude to her already? Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's a smack in the face that's not necessary.
I'm with you. Kayla, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually in Woodside.
All right. Thank you for checking in.
Thank you. Have a good day.